Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And the lyric in that song says, you smiled at me and it really eased the pain. That is how I feel whenever Eldon Scott, chief kindness officer with Sonny's Barbecue, when he walks into a room or the studio, it eases the pain for everybody. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing on this?
I'm pretty good.
Wonderful Friday.
Yeah. I'm excited that the weekend is here, I have to say.
Sun shining through the window.
It's trying. Nice, I mean, I think we're supposed to get a little rain, but right now it's making an effort to be sunny because you're here, I guess.
Yeah. It's always sunny's here if you hadn't heard.
Yes, sir. How are you this week? Busy
doing
as
good.
Ever?
Doing good, yeah. Had a lot of things going on this week.
I don't know how you do it,
Eldon. A couple events
Eldon.
With the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I see you're on Facebook every day at some event of some kind.
Had a big event for what was called Northwest Florida Construction Days.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Sponsored by the Department of Transportation, and so they have a whole bunch of high school seniors out from all over the area.
Oh, that's
neat. And bulldozers and tractors and paving equipment and all kinds of stuff. So it's
a Tonka kids heaven.
A Tonka kids heaven, exactly. It's a bunch of kids playing with tractors and dirt.
They didn't grow up.
It's really cool. Yeah, they had big booms out, so they were taking kids up in the big,
that's cool.
Big lifts and yeah, just all
where
kinds
was this?
Of stuff. So it's at the Santa Rosa County Fairgrounds is where they hosted us.
Okay.
So I got to do it last year. We've done a lunch for all the volunteers and everybody. And so it's a good time. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, like it is a lot of times. But, you know, slinging slow smoke barbecue just does take work sometimes. But it is a good time. It was a good time and cool to see all the kids out there learning about, you know, various opportunities that they may not be exposed to. So it was really cool. So,
That's very
cool. It's always a fun event. So.
Well, we're here to talk about Sonny's Barbecue. And if you didn't know, Eldon Scott is the chief kindness officer. And he definitely gets around to all the events, and not just in this county, but all over Northwest Florida. And so we do have locations, though, in case someone's here. You know, a lot of folks are here maybe listening, coming in for Pensacon, which started today.
Got Pensacon going on all weekend.
Yeah, so if you're here and you're thinking, well, I'm going to take a break and get something good to eat, let's tell them where all the locations are.
Yeah, so we have four locations here in the News Radio area. So we have our Pace, Florida location located on Highway 90 over in, it's in Pace. I said Pace, Florida. So it is in Pace.
There you go.
And there's some maybe debate whether it's Pea Ridge or Pace, but you know, I'm not going to go there.
Relax, enjoy. Just go have the barbecue.
Just come eat some barbecue.
Exactly.
And don't worry about Hakuna Matata and all that. but it's on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, just about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard. So definitely check us out
easy
there.
Easy to find.
We have our 9th Avenue location, which is located just south of Creighton Road. If you know where the firehouse is, where the airport runway is, just kind of tucked right back behind the auto zone there. So it is a little bit off the road. You can see the sign, but you kind of got to drive back to a nice, quaint location. Meg's favorite location.
Yes, it is. I like that
so
one.
So convenient to the ADX studios here.
Yes, it is. And it also has a nice outdoor area. It
does. Got a nice little
front porch.
The weather's
like getting like it is now. It's really nice.
Perfect weather for sitting on the front porch, sipping some Sunny Sweet Tea.
Yes, sir.
Having some chicken wings.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Yep. You have a winner.
Winner, barbecue dinner.
Exactly.
We do have a banquet room at that location. And so this week we had the one of the things that we hosted there was Rally Foundation. So
I love them. Our friend Jessica.
Yeah, we had our Miss Jess and Bryce, who's also one of her counterparts there for Rally. And they, so they're doing Rally on the Runways coming up at the end of March. I don't want to mess up the date, but it's coming up. And so they're doing a fundraising campaign. We got a team, so Q for a Cure. And so we're part of that team. And but we had the midway to Rally on the Runway for the fundraising campaign. And so we had a little nice dinner there. So
very
it was great
nice.
To host all the folks and see all the rally teams and some of the parents and things of that nature.
Well, I'm sure we'll have them on the show soon as we get closer to the runway event.
I'm sure.
It's no doubt.
Up. So, but we do have that banquet room there. We can host up to 40 people. Again, no cost for the room, and it's just cost of the food. So, you know, for about $14 a person, you're going to get a good meal and
You can't beat that.
That includes your tax and gratuity, too. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, wow. You know, yeah. I say it every time, especially if you have a smaller organization, maybe your office, you want to take them for a business lunch or a seminar or something. You have the one that gets you is the price of the room. So the fact that that is included is really a big savings.
It quickly escalates the cost. You know, if you got a room for $500 or $300, you know, depending on the size of the group, it can easily add $20, $30 per person for the meeting itself.
Oh, yeah,
so,
for sure.
It's a great resource.
And it's separate from the dining room. So
it's separate from the dining
room.
It is private, so it has doors to close off. So, so it's a great one. So, and then yesterday. I guess yesterday was Thursday because today's Friday. That's how the calendar works. Yep.
Yeah. There are some things that are consistent in life,
you know,
contrary to everything else right now.
The sun goes up and the sun comes down or goes round and round. I don't know. Hey, you know. I don't know. Anyway.
Don't think about too much.
We're off track. We're off track.
Okay.
But we do have a banquet room also at our Navy Boulevard store. Yesterday we hosted the Southwest Rotary Group there
for
their luncheon. So they normally meet at the Yacht Club, but every now and then they have scheduling conflicts. So we take good care of them there, and they enjoy a little sunny, slow smoke barbecue. So.
All right. Well, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. So if you're listening this morning and you have a question about the menu, about their locations or their time, anything that you want to ask, just text it in at 850-437-1620. And in a little bit, we'll be doing our usual Friday giveaway. So don't go away.
We do have a little giveaway,
Not yet, but...
In a few minutes, so y'all stay tuned. And but finishing up with Southwest Rotary, they have Burger Battle by the Bay.
Oh, that's right.
That's a fun event. I haven't been involved with that for many, many years. Previously was at the butcher shop before I came over to Sunny's.
Yeah, of course.
And they are the presenting sponsor and have been for many, many years. And so, so if you have a backyard team or if you have a professional team, I heard my friends at Greek's Catering are going to be having a team. Bubba's 33 will be there.
Oh boy,
cooking again. So we took People's Choice for the pro division last year.
You did.
Bubba's took Judge's Choice, which, you know, I mean, we had more votes. How about that?
Okay.
How about that? We had
right.
more total votes.
All right.
Than just the judges.
You should see his face right now.
I want to win them all, Meg. I want to win them all.
I hear you.
But all in good fun for good causes. A lot of all the funds that are raised from that go back to local programs, local nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
One of the beans, Take Stock in Children, helping fund scholarship programs. So Southwest Rotary does a great job with that event. It is a fun one every year. So it's going to be at Wahoo Stadium again this year.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So last year there was a little rain conflict, and so it got moved, and we were in Museum Square Plaza. Is that how?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, back behind the UWF Historic Trust or the museum there downtown.
Yeah.
You know, all the names change. I can't keep track of them.
I know.
Jeez. You know what? I can't keep track of.
What?
What time Sunny's opens every day? 10:45, folks. Y'all come and see us.
I know that because right about now, after you've been talking about the menu, I'm usually getting hungry.
Yep. So just about an hour away, you can come through the drive-through and get you a good pulled pork sandwich. Maybe some. I did get berated a little bit. After last week's show. You know, we talked about the okra, which you're not a fan of. But I was told by a number of folks that we're supposed to have a conversation about our corn nuggets.
Oh, and now that's a whole nother topic.
So why a couple of the servers are like, why didn't you talk about the corn nuggets?
Yes.
These are our favorites.
They're
so
good. I'm on board for those.
So, yeah, where else are you going to get corn nuggets? Sunny's Barbecue, that's where, folks.
Describe them in case someone has no
idea
what it is.
I don't even know. They're like crispy golden morsels of creamy corn goodness. I don't even know how to, that's probably the best way to explain
good.
It. Yeah, a little powdered sugar. Yeah, there's good stuff. So,
Now, are we into the spring menu yet?
Not yet. Yeah, we got 2 more weeks till we get into the spring menu.
So that means the good news is you can still get a prime rib sandwich.
You can still get a prime rib sandwich. I was just talking to Miss Carolyn from Center for Independent Living last night at the Chamber After Hours, and she was like, I still hadn't got there. When is it going to be? When is the prime rib sandwich going to be over? And so I was like, you got about 2 more weeks. So so y'all come and get that prime rib sandwich.
It's really good,
thin
y'all.
Slice,
just saying.
Thin sliced prime rib dunked in some au jus with Swiss cheese, some of that horseradish sauce on our delicious
I may have golden, to have that for lunch today.
Crispy garlic bread.
Yeah,
so good.
It's really good.
So good. So definitely check that one out.
Okay.
Yep.
What else is happening with Sonny's?
Oh, goodness.
You're going to be around at Pensacon this weekend?
Oh, I got a couple weddings this weekend. So wedding it up this weekend. Tis the season. I guess spring weddings are here. And so if you need a wedding caterer still, we can normally take care of you within a couple weeks. You know, sometimes I've had people have plans fall through or other things fall through, or you need somebody to take care of something like that. We can absolutely do. We have a great team. Everything from setup to clean up on the catering side. We have a few catering teams that can come out and take care of you and do all the things.
It's great.
Brisket, prime rib, pulled pork, whatever, some chicken. I mean, we can do all kinds of things. We're doing a mac and cheese bar at one of them.
Nice.
It's a wedding weekend for us, you know, this weekend.
That makes sense. Well, it's kind of not spring yet, but here it's up spring.
Florida spring.
Well, I was joking with someone this week. They said this is the week of fake spring because we actually are going to have some cold temperatures next week.
Yeah.
We usually get one more week, and then we'll get
cold snap, and then we normally get like a light frost freeze, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. first, second week of April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In a former life, I used to be a lawn guy.
And, that's
many years ago, I actually had a radio show here at News Radio.
You did not? You
did? A Garden Talk radio show on Saturday mornings.
So I didn't know that.
It's been a long time
ago.
Wow,
you and Mike Wiggins.
I'm old, Meg. It's been a long time ago.
You can't tell. He comes in every Friday, and he's got his red shirt with a white flannel and a... the strings on the front.
Tassels.
Tassels. That was weird.
There are strings, but tassels.
Strings, tassels, and his hat, and he's definitely in the spirit. So you know when Eldon comes into the room. So if you've got a question for Eldon this morning, 850-437-1620. Okay, what else do we need to talk about today?
We did talk a little bit about Navy Boulevard location, you know, because Rotary was there yesterday. But, you know, they're located there on Navy Boulevard about mile and a half north of Pensacola, NAS main gate. And we do have that banquet room. Again, same scenario, no cost for the banquet room, just cost of food, tax, and gratuity. And
that one's a little bit bigger?
It is bigger. It hosts about 75 there. So it does have a little bit more room there. We can pack it in and get a larger group there. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest Road behind the Cumberland Farms there, just south of Highway 29. There is a drone flying outside of the window.
Well, that's
good. Well, I bet that's Mr. Stephen Schmidt out there with Boat Smart. He's going to be
that's
on
really
next.
Right that over is, my shoulder. That was kind of creepy.
That is so funny. I'm looking out. I'm like, that's
we have a great
bird,
big window
a hummingbird?
Here in the
studio. Nope, there's a drone right outside
that's
the window.
Funny. Okay, well,
y'all
now
listen
I don't
to
know
Boat Smart to... next yeah. on News Radio 92.3.
Okay.
Goodness.
I'm not used to drones. Okay, I just have to say.
And it was kind of cool.
Still there.
Pensacola, you know, Mardi Gras last week. And, Sean, Pensacola
that was
Vibes.
A great
he
shot.
Flew his video. It's you
he
know drone
the
over
parade.
The whole thing.
That was neat.
So I screenshot where I was. You can see my white hat from the crowd.
No
so I wore the you know
hilarious.
I wore my fit out for the parade and so Eldon is here and drew a little
that's
arrow.
Great.
It was funny.
That's hilarious.
So.
Okay, well, now we probably should talk about what you're giving away this morning.
Yeah,
so make sure we have enough time for that.
We are going to give away two free entrees to Sonny's Barbecue. And so we'll say, third person to text in prime rib sandwich. We'll just go prime rib.
Okay.
Third person to text in prime rib is going to get that. Two free entrees to Sonny's Barbecue.
Two free entrees to Sonny's Barbecue. That's so the number to text in, and what number was it you want to do?
The third.
The third one. Okay. The number is 850-437-1620, prime rib, and your name, and that will be, we will get started with that, okay?
There you go.
All right, here we go, 850-437-1620. Okay, you have to find something to talk about. That's really creeping me out now. This drone I can see is over my shoulder. Oh, no, it went away. Okay, good. Okay.
So all in good fun.
I'm
going to
check for the winners,
fun.
Bud.
All right. Yeah, so we do have those four locations, and then obviously we talked about a little bit about when we open. So 10:45 every day at all the locations. We also do have drive-throughs at every location. And so one of Meg's favorite things that she likes to take advantage of at Sonny's is every Monday we get buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. So you can come through the drive-through. And you don't need the app for that offer. You just come on through and take advantage of that. I do recommend go ahead and getting the Sunny's app. That way you can collect all your reward points and get all of our best offers and deals and notifications. But every Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. If you like to get sliced pork, we can also do that. And we can do it on a bun or garlic bread, but definitely take advantage of that deal.
Okay, I have a winner. Yes, we do. Okay, congratulations. And people are texting in like crazy, so everybody wants some of that prime rib, I tell you. Our winner today is Jennifer Amont, I believe it's pronounced. She got the answer right, prime rib.
Congratulations.
So, Jennifer, I will be touching base with you and let you know what you need to do to pick up your gift certificate here at the station. And for everybody that texted in, thank you so much. We sure appreciate you listening to Pep Talk and listening with our friend, Eldon Scott, who's here with Sunny's Barbecue.
It's like the teacher who, like, teased everybody with candy, like to just make sure they're paying attention, right? Like,
yes, it's good to know.
We did it a little bit
listening.
Earlier in the show, you know, make sure everybody's paying attention and everybody's actually listening to what's going on. So, congratulations, Jennifer, and hope you enjoy those entrees at Sunny's Barbecue.
And if you know, just so you know, we do this every Friday between 9:30 and 10. It's the Sunny's show right here, and it's in the studio. So, listen in every Friday, you might be a big winner.
You could be the next winner.
Yeah.
On the Always Sunny show.
But if you didn't win, there's no reason why you can't go in about 45 minutes and go get yourself some, an early lunch.
Come on through and pick up some slow smoke barbecue.
There you go.
Every night we're closed until, we're open until, we're closed until, open until, Sunday through Thursday we're open until 9:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday we're open until 10 p.m. So
nice.
You can swing on through. We had a fun party, a young girl, Miss Jasmine. She had her 13th birthday party, and that was Wednesday night. And so she had a whole group. There was like 35 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
A bunch of folks, I think, right after church that came over and had a birthday party and brought cupcakes and cake and everything.
Oh, nice.
So happy birthday, Miss Jasmine.
And happy birthday.
Had some folks. I think one of the gentlemen was there with the cowboy hat, and he's like, oh, you're the guy. And I didn't have my hat. I didn't have, you know, it was late, and I was just, you know, doing a couple things and getting ready for the next day. And I was just like, I felt like I let him down.
I felt like I let him down. No.
But we had a good time. Took a selfie, of course, you know. And
well, you're a celebrity now. Everybody knows Sonny's is Eldon, and Eldon is Sonny's.
It's the hat, man. It's the hat.
It's the fringe.
It's the hat and the fringe.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I do want to mention before we go is that every Saturday there's a wonderful special that I think is great.
There is. And it's kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday at Sunny's Barbecue.
You can't beat that right now.
So you get a free kids meal with every adult entree. And so just bring those kiddos in, get a kids rib meal. You can get, hot dogs, chicken tenders. We have really good chicken tenders. Mm-hmm. They're delicious. I know you don't like the okra, you know, but.
Well, we don't have to emphasize
the
that.
The mac and cheese.
I like everything else.
I'm going to keep talking about it until you like it.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen? All right.
No, I have stories. I'll tell you the stories off air about okra.
Yeah. Goodness. What is that segment that you and Andrew do?
Frivolous questions.
Frivolous questions.
Yes.
Do you like okra? Yes or no? Text in 850-437-1620. Do you like fried okra? Yes or no?
There you go.
Let's see those fly.
That should be
in
your question next week.
Yeah.
For the free barbecue.
For the free barbecue.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or maybe we give away some free okra and corn nuggets.
I'll go for the corn nuggets now.
Well, I mean, you can get okra and corn nuggets with the family feast, which we normally give away. So
yeah,
you can
true.
Do those. So
and then everybody's happy.
Then everybody's happy.
See how that works?
Some people that like corn nuggets get the corn nuggets, and some people that like the okra get the okra.
And you know what I love about Mondays?
Every Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
Yes, sir.
I talked about it.
Yeah.
But you were looking at
at
the winners.
Very
when I was talking
distracted,
about.
I guess, in that
But
moment.
I know it's your favorite, so we'll talk about it again. Buy one, get one free. Pulled pork sandwiches every Monday at all of our drive-thrus.
Oh, I'm just shaking my head. It's Friday for sure. Okay,
goodness.
We do appreciate everybody that texted in, and we sure did get a bunch. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you're having a good day so far. The sun is making an effort, that's for sure. So we're in good spirits here with Sunny and Sunny's, and the guy that brings a smile into the studio every time he walks in the door.
Yeah.
You're the great ambassador for Sunny's Barbecue. They're lucky to have you as
their
chief
kindness
officer.
Get to do a lot of cool stuff and support the community. And, you know,
it's fun.
That's how it works. You support the community supports you. It all goes around, and everybody has a good time, lots of smiles and full bellies and good barbecue and all that. Mm-hmm. So
you've said this before, but in case somebody's just listening for the first time, what are some of your top, maybe your top three favorites on the menu?
I love our turkey. Our turkey, I know.
Ooh, yeah, it is good.
People
That's
sleep
true.
On our turkey. There was several people had when we did the rally.
Foundation.
Hosted the rally foundation on Wednesday. There were several people that were like, oh, this turkey. Next time I come, I'm getting the turkey, right? Because you don't think about it, but the turkey is so good, so juicy, and yeah, it's just enough smoke, and it's just, yeah, it's good stuff. So
okay, well, I'm laughing here because we're starting to get some texts
about
in.
The okra.
Yes.
Ah, here we go.
Vicky says, love fried okra. You go, girl. And then Vernon just texted in, and he said, is the prime rib offered for lunch as well?
So the prime rib is just the prime rib sandwich. It is available from open to close. So the prime rib sandwich. Prime rib itself, like a prime rib cut, is technically right now we're only doing that on the catering side. So
yeah,
to get like a prime rib cut is through catering, and we're
doing
that.
But the sandwich you can still
But the sandwich you can get from open to close, yes.
Okay, and had another question. Hey, Eldon, do you have a particular store that you work from? Or like an office, I guess is what they're kind
You know,
of asking.
I work with stores from Mobile to Fort Walton Beach. I'm probably at the 9th Avenue store the most.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I live close. It makes it convenient. But also they have food trucks there and a lot of the catering equipment. And so when I'm going out and doing stuff in the community, it's just a good hub, if you will. So
So what would be the best number if somebody couldn't track you down at the store but wanted to get in touch with
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. If you wanted to track me down, you can get 850-418-3331 and give me a call or shoot me a text, 850-418-3331. And maybe we need to throw a party, like come meet Meg and Eldon party.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
We might have to do that.
Oh, I'm in. Count me in for
maybe
that.
Do a little fundraiser or something for something.
I think we could come up with something for sure. That would be a great idea.
Hmm.
Especially as we get into springtime, we can have it outside.
Maybe we'll have all the pep talk people, like meet your favorite pep.
Yeah, get
pep
Andrew
expert.
To come in and John and everybody in the afternoon guys.
Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might be fun. Might be a good
Stefan.
Time.
He's going to leave the drone at home, though. That kind of creeped me out a
little
bit. It's really strange to have something looking at you over your shoulder.
That was. That felt very, apocalyptic.
A little vulnerable.
Yeah. Like a movie or something, just having this drone looking through the window at you.
It was odd.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, folks.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a little distraction. Okay, got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything you want to mention before we go?
Yeah, we have the four locations here in the local area. Come visit us. We're open at 10:45 every day. All the locations have the drive. Drive-throughs. We do have those banquet rooms at 9th Avenue and the Navy Boulevard. And then we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So whether you need a pickup catering or you need it delivered, you're getting your best deal on the pickup catering. You know, you can, if you're getting catering for 1,000 people, you know, bring the U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. But, you know, plan accordingly. If you got catering for a few people, few hundred people, don't come in the Mini Cooper. Like, we've had that issue a few times, but, you know, for the most part, it's normally not too big of an issue. We also do delivery, so very reasonable delivery fee, $25 delivery fee for most places in the area. You go to sunnysbbq.com and find the location that's most convenient to you. You can place your order online. Again, you can reach out to me, 850-418-3331. I see the timer talking. I know I'm speeding up talking.
You're good. We've got about 30 seconds left.
You download the Sunny's app.
Yes.
Because why wouldn't you get extra free barbecue?
With rewards on the app.
Rewards
and it makes
on
it really
the app.
Easy to order, too, by
Go
the
to
way.
Go to sunnysbbq.com. You can navigate to your Google or Apple Play Store. Download that Sunny's barbecue app. Start collecting all your rewards points. Take advantage of all the free barbecue you can get because it's good for the soul.
Yes, sir. And absolutely. Absolutely. Good for the soul. Sunny's the barbecue.
Goodness.
All right. So the weekend is here.
It is.
You're on your way. I'm sure you got a full calendar.
Got all the things getting ready for these weddings. And it's going to be a great weekend. And hope everybody has a great one. Gallery night tonight. So
that's right. Oh, yeah.
Might pop in there for a little personal enjoyment. So
there you
we'll
go.
See.
Always something to do in Pensacola.
Always something to do in Pensacola. That is for sure. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. It's always sunny when Eldon Scott is here in the studio. This